我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到以赛亚在把神的心思这样的来向当日犹大的百姓来打开。
And we see that how Isaiah was opening up God's heart toward the people of Judah.
虽然神借着以赛亚说话是说在那一个时候。
Even though God used Isaiah to speak at that time.
但是神的话直到今天还是那样的明亮。
But God's words continue to shine until today.
因为我们看见神当日跟以赛亚说话的时候，他不是只是做当时的事。
And we see, because we see that when God spoke to Isaiah at that time, he was not just working at that time.
他也因着当时的事来向人透露他在以后的日子，就是包括我们今天的日子，他要做什么。
And it is because through what he did at that time, he wished to speak to people in the future, including nowadays, including us, what he wished to do.
一直到他在创世以前所定规的旨意做成在人的中间。
Until the will that was before the foundation of the earth that can be accomplished in men.
而我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以当我们看到以赛亚在那里为主了说话的时候。
So when we see that Isaiah was speaking for God.
我们不单是看见一位说话的神。
Not only do we see the God who speaks.
我们也看到一个从永远到永远的神。
We can also see the God from eternity to eternity.
更明确地看见那这个按着他自己的旨意来做成他要做的。
And also we can see very clearly a God that would accomplish what he wished to do.
而上次末了的时候我们就看到主把他做工的手伸展到国度开始前的那一刻。
And last time at the end we can see God stretch out the handsthat he works with until the day right before the kingdom is manifested.
而让我们看见以色列的复兴。
That we could see the revival of Israel.
而里面是包括了教会的给兴起。
And it includes the rising of the church.
我们留意到当时说到这个事情的时候，以赛亚的话是这样来发表的。
And we take note of how Isaiah expressed this when he spoke of these words.
他在那里说到耶和华。
And he mentioned about the Lord Jehovah.
然后就指出以色列或者说犹大他们是经过许多的艰难。
And then he pointed out Israel or Judah, they have encountered much difficulties.
但是他们并没有办法解决自己的难处。
But they did not have a way to resolve their problems.
那是神亲自伸出手来把他们带过他们的灾难。
And it was God who stretched out his hands to bring them forth and bring them over their difficulties.
然后二十六节、十九节那里就这样说。
And then in verse 19 and 20, it says,
你的死人要复活。
But your dead will live.
我的身体要兴起。
And that the bodies or my body will rise.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话真是很有意思啊。
And brothers and sisters, these are very meaningful words.
当你读到这个话的时候，在和当时主说以色列的那个复兴的话，你看好像这里边这是两件互不相连的事。
And when you read these words and then read about the revival of Israel, you might find that these are two different things.
因为以色列的复兴没有经过复活。
Because the revival of Israel has not gone through resurrection.
他们只是在极其危险的时候仰望他们祖宗的神。
It's in the time of crisis, they look to the God.
那我们的主就带同在荣耀里的教会一同到地上让他们得着拯救。
And then our Lord will bring the church in glory to the earth and then there will be deliverance.
所以当国度开始的时候。
So when the kingdom begins.
以色列能进到国度里头的 那些那个部分的人，他们没有经过复活的这个一个事实。
So there's a part among the Israelites that they can enter the kingdom. They have not gone through resurrection at that time.
但是以赛亚的话在这里是说到复活的事情。
But the words of Isaiah here mentions about resurrection.
那既然以色列的复兴是与复活没有直接的关系。
So if the revival of Israel does not have a direct relationship with resurrection,
那么这个复活的事情就只有教会在那里去经历。
Then this matter of resurrection can only be experienced by the church.
那这个大前提我们掌握到了。
So we'll first get a good grasp of this main theme.
那然后我们就看那里边神说的话说的真是有意思。
And then we'll look into God's words, they are very meaningful.
那里怎么说呢？说你的死人要复活。
And it says here that your dead will live.
弟兄姊妹特别记得，我们上次特别说到那个死人那里头的原文是有你的这两个字的，原文是说你的死人。
And last time we made special mention about this.Verse here says dead, it has to do with your dead.
底下的尸首是我的尸首。
And then the body is my body.
那弟兄姊妹你留意了。
And verse is a sick note.
神是赐生命的主。
God is the Lord who gives life.
在他那里没有死亡。
In him there is no death.
那这里说你的死人这个事情和神的本性是完全连不起来的。
And now here it says your dead, it has nothing to do with God's nature.
怎么会有这样的话说你的死人呢？
And why was these words your dead come forth?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是不是说在神那边有死人？
It is not talking about in God there are dead people.
因为在神那里没有死亡。
Because there's no death in God.
但是在地上却是有许多的人进到死亡的那一个现象里。
But on earth there are many who will enter into death.
但是这些人他们是在活着的时候是给神拣选的。
But these people, they were chosen by God while they were alive.
是给神悦纳的。
That they are accepted by God.
虽然他们是已经在那个好像是浮在那个死亡的权势的底下。
Even though it's as if they are under the dominion of death.
但是他们和神中间的那个关系是正常的。
But their relationship with God is normal.
时间没有到。
And time was not up yet.
他们还是要经历那个身体必因罪而死的那个事实。
And they still have to accept that the body would die because of sin.
但是他们的心灵却是因着义而活。
But their hearts that it will live because of righteousness.
那所以第一批人，他们虽然是进到死的现象里。
So even though these people have entered to death, this phenomenon.
但是他们和死的权势是没有关系的。
But they have no relationship with the dominion of death.
跟掌死权的魔鬼没有关联的。
And they have no relationship with Satan who has the dominion over death.
他们是属于神名下的那些睡了的人。
They are the one who sleeps under the name of God.
但是在人的眼中，他们是在死的现象里。
But in men's eyes, they are in this phenomenon of death.
所以他这里就说到神啊，你的死人。
So here it says that God, you're dead.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
如果说是神的死人的话。
If we say this is God's dead.
那实际上就不是真的死在罪恶过犯当中的那些人。
In fact, these are not the people who die in sin and transgressions.
因为他们已经让神去接受他们了。
Because they are accepted by God already.
说就引出底下的那个我的身体要复活。
So it brings forth what says below. It says my bodies will rise.
我们中文把它翻成尸首就好像很具体一点。
And in Chinese translation, it translates into corpse.
但是在如果我们用真理的光来看，那倒不如就按照原来的意思说身体比尸首好。
But under the light of the truth, we should translate into body is better than corpse.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这一句话这两提到这两件事。
So these words tell of these two things.
你的死人和我的身体。
Your dead and my body.
那是说出这个是在复活的指望里面等候主的那些人。
And this talked about those people who are waiting in the hope of resurrection. 虽然
在外面，他们好像是给死亡的那个现象来包围。
Even though outwardly they are surrounded by this phenomenon of death.
但是他们却是活在神的面前。
But indeed they live before God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那到了这一个幕后的日子。
And to the last days.
那借着复活的事情。
And through the resurrection,
神就显出他那个救赎的恩典的确实。
And God manifests his salvation.
但是我们要记得。
But we have to remember this.
这个是教会的经历。
This is the experience of the church.
这个不是以色列的经历。
But this is not the experience of Israel.
以色列是没有复活的经历。
Israel does not have the experience of resurrection.
以色列虽然到以后
Even though in the future,
他们在白色大宝座的那个日子会有复活的事。
That Israel before the great white throne, they will have resurrection.
如同其他的死人一样，那有复活的事。
Just like the other who are dead, they would have resurrection.
但是他们的那个复活是为了面对审判而决定永远。
But their resurrection is in order to face judgment and to face eternity.
所以他们的那个复活跟神儿女或者说跟神所选召的人那个复活是显然两件不同的事情。
So their resurrection is completely different from the resurrection of those who are called by God.
而神的儿女复活以后虽然也经过基督台前的审判。
So even though the children of God after they resurrect, they would go through the judgment seat of Christ.
但是这个不是生与死的审判。
But this is not a judgment of life and death.
这个是那个得赏赐或是受亏损的审判。
But this is a judgment between rewards and loss.
那所以弟兄姊妹我们看要看到这样的一件事。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see this.
那我们就领会接上去以赛亚在主的光里头继续说的话。
Then we'll understand what Isaiah has received in the light of the Lord.
那当以赛亚把神要做的事情那样上神的百姓来说明的时候。
When Isaiah is explaining the works that God wished to do to the people of Israel.
他就特别的提醒神的百姓。
He especially remind people of God.
当你们蒙拯救了。
That after you're saved,
当你们看到那个复活进到荣耀里的教会的时候
and that you see through resurrection the church that enters into
glory, 你们知道你们从前在神的面前是如何的悖逆和顽梗
then you will see how rebellious you used to be before God.
那到了现在这一个时刻
and now at this time,
你们要很彻底的在神面前悔改了。
That you have to repent completely before God.
那说弟兄姊妹，当我们读新约圣经的时候
，So brothers, this is when we read the New Testament.
那我们看到在国度开始以前有几个审判。
And we see that before the beginning of the kingdom, there are several judgments.
那一个是教会的在天上的那一个基督台前的审判。
And one is for the church, the judgment before the seat of Christ in heaven.
而其余的是在地上的那个关乎进入国度的资格的审判。
And the other one is whether you have the qualification to enter into the kingdom, that judgment.
而在这样的一个审判的底下是分成两个部分。
And under this judgment is divided into two
parts. 一个部分是对以色列。
One is toward Israel.
另外一个部分是对万民。
And one is for all people.
详细的情形我神没有给我们说清楚
and God has not explained the details
他是给我们看到就是有那么两个审判来决定地上的人 进国度的资格。
And he only lets us see there are two judgments to determine whether the people have the qualification to enter into the kingdom.
那个称为以色列的审判的，是由十二使徒来负责执行的。
And the judgment for Israel is executed by the 12 disciples.
那万民的那个审判呢？
And the judgment for the other for all people,
好像也是主自己来主持的。
It's got a lot. The Lord Himself who will be executing this.
弟兄姊妹都知道这个万民的审判，那就是马太福音二十五章里边所说到的那个山羊和绵羊的审判。
And this judgment for all people is described in Gospel Matthew chapter 25 about the judgment of the lambs and the goats.
不管是以色列也好，不管是万民也好。
Whether it's for Israel or all people.
在国度的那个审判的里头，都是决定他们在国度里边的位置。
In the judgment of the kingdom, it decides the position they will occupy in the kingdom.
那是究竟是什么？人可以给接受进到国度。
So what kind of people will be accepted into the kingdom?
马太福音那边就给我们看到一些具体的事情形。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it lets us see some very practical matters.
比方说在大灾难的时候，当以色列的百姓给敌基督的权势来逼迫的时候。
For example, during the Great Tribulation, when the people of God was attacked by those who are antichrist.
有一些人，他们不一定是认识神。
And some people, they may not know God.
但是他们有一个同情的心。
But they have this heart of empathy.
而他们愿意给受压迫的以色列民有一些的扶持或者是帮助。
They are willing to give some help or support to the Israelites who are oppressed.
当审判的时候，主就说：“你们做的一个对的事情，所以你们可以进到国度。”
So during the judgment, God would say that you have done something correctly, so you can enter into the kingdom.
当然，我们可以进一步看到，他们之所以能这样做，首先他们是有一个准确的拣选，不跟随敌基督。
So we can go one step further and say that the reason they can make this choice is that they are not following the Antichrist. They have the right choice. And so in the Gospel of Matthew, it calls them the lamb.
然后那批称为山羊的。
And then the goats.
那简单的来说，就是他们跟随敌基督。
Put it simply, they are the ones who follow the Antichrist.
他们照着敌基督的那个意思去苦待那些或者不是。不一定苦待，但是最低限度他们是不理会那是给欺负的以色列民。
And for this group of people, they follow the Antichrist. They would mistreat or pay no attention to the Israelites who are oppressed.
那这样的人，马太福音那边称他们做山羊。
So this group of people in the Gospel of Matthew, they are called the goats.
那好了，我们晓得那样的一个历史的。背景还不到说背景了，将来历史发生的时候的那一个光景。
So that now we have this understanding of this historical background.
我们现在来看二十节的二十六章的二十节。
And now we'll look at chapter 26, verse 20.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see here.
那这个话是什么意思呢
？And what does these words mean?
以赛亚在那时对神的百姓。很明确的说
，And Isaiah speaks very clearly to the people at that time.
当你们看到神的拯救显出来的时候
，When you see the deliverance of God,
你们就要悔改
，Then you need to repent.
你们就要知道你们在历史上所犯的那一个极其厉害的一个错误。
Then you will see the big mistake that you have committed in history.
就是你们拒绝神的儿子，甚至杀害了神的儿子。
Which is you have rejected the Son of God, or even to a point that you killed him.
那现在神还给你们机会。
And now God still give you the opportunity to repent.
那所以二十节你就看到了，他说：“我的百姓啊，你们要来进入内室，关上门，隐藏殿石，等候。”愤怒过去。
So verse 20 says, Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while. until his wrath has passed by. Why is that?
因为底下你就看到神要显明他的审判临到全地。
Because what follows, you can see that God will manifest his judgment for the whole earth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们没有在新约的里头，或者说在旧约的先知的话的里面来看到将来那个属灵的历史的发展，我们就好像觉得先知在这里说这些话究竟说什么。
So if we don't see it in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, that we would not be able to see the development of the spiritual history.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果主把他的话向我们解开，
If the Lord opens up his words to us,
我们就看到将来要发生的事情。
Then we'll be able to see what would happen in the future.
虽然这个部分的事情与我们没有直接的关系，
Even though this part has no direct relationship with us,
但是我们却从这些的预先宣告的事的里头，我们领会到神的信实。
But through these things that are prophesied ahead of time, that we can understand God's heart.
也看到神自己的权柄和能力。
We will see God's authority and his might.
那神不是说又等到那个时候他的能力和权柄才显出来。
That God did not say that it's until that time that his might and his authority will be manifested.
那神现在好像是隐藏了他的权柄和他的能力。
It seems like God is hiding his authority and his might at this time.
好像神没有条件来施展他的能力和权柄。
It seems that the God has no condition to express his authority and his might.
一定要等到那个时候来到，条件预备了，神就显出他的权柄和能力了。
That it is, has to be until that time that the conditions are right that God can express his authority and might.
我们不做这样想。
And Brunson says, we will not think of it this way.
没有任何的人事物可以限制神的权柄和能力。
And there is no people, event, or things that could limit God's authority.
神所以隐藏他的权柄和能力乃是他的宽容。
God, the reason that God hides his authority and his might is because of his forbearance.
到他心思的里面也只是盼望等候人悔改回转。
In his heart, he continues to wait and hope for the people to repent and return.
所以接下去看到二十七章的时候，我们就很清楚看到这样的一件事情。
So when we go to chapter 27, we can see this very clearly.
那二十七章还是接着二十五、二十六接下来的。
And chapter 27 is a continuation of chapter 25 and 26.
前面是说到他对他的百姓的拯救和他的百姓在神的面前的苏醒。
And before it talks about God's deliverance to his people and his people, the awakening of his people.
27章就转了一个角度过来说到神怎么来对付他的对头。
And in chapter 27, it takes a turn and tells us how God deals with his adversary.
虽然是短短的两句话来说到神要怎样对付他的对头。
Even though there are only two verses that tells us how God would deal with his adversary.
但是我们就看到一件事情。
But we can see one thing here.
神不是不能使很快的就可以结束他的对头的那些搞扰。
And it's not that God cannot end the disturbances from his adversary quickly.
神允许或者说容让他的对头在神要对付他以前，他好像随意的兴风作浪。
It's God who allows or tolerates his adversary to make some waves before he deals with him.
但是神这样的容让是有原因的。
But there is a reason of God's forbearance.
那在二十七章就说到这方面的事情。
And in chapter 27, it tells us.
但是神首先就说明了。
But in the beginning, God explains.
对于神的对头，神并没有不处理他们。
And for God's adversary, God did not or God did not keep himself from dealing with him.
但是神一定等到那一个时候。
But God has to wait to that day.
为什么要等到那个时候呢？
And why does he have to wait?
当然我们撇开神和他的对头当中的那些问题。
We'll first put aside all those issues between God and his adversary.
因为我们看神和他的对头就是撒旦了。那一个属灵的征战啊，是已经是世世代代好长久的。
Because when we look at the warfare between God and his adversary, which is Satan, it has gone through many, many generations.
神允许他。
And God allows him.
神没有用他的权柄来制服他。
Then God did not use his authority to subdue
him. 如果神要制服他，那是简单的很。
If God wants to subdue him, it would be very easy.
但是神允许他。
But God allows him.
那为什么神允许他？
And why
我们找不到什么理由。
That we could not find a reason.
只有一个理由。
But that's only one reason.
神要让撒旦到最后不能再与神对抗的时候，他在神的面前输得口服心服。
That God wished to, at the very end, when Satan cannot oppose him anymore, that he would be able to admit his defeat completely.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神在处理撒旦的事情以前，
So before we see how God deals with Satan,
许多时候我们常常觉得神为什么要这样做呢？神不这样做不是很好吗？
A lot of times we'll think, why would God do such a thing if God didn't do this? Wouldn't it be better?
那这样的一个问题，我们从伊甸园就可以开始问了。
And this question we can ask since the time of the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园的时候，我们要问的就是神，你为什么要这？要安放那一个分别善恶树在哪里呢？
And during the time of the Garden of Eden, we will ask God, why would you put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden?
我们还要问的就是，神你为什么允许撒旦随意的来侵犯你自己所造成的一切呢？
And then we will also ask God, why would you let Satan to harm and attack those things that you have created?
当然这个问题到了约伯记的时候好像更明确了在哪里了。
And this question becomes more evident when we come to the place, during the time of Job.
但是叫我们最感觉困惑的是什么时候呢？
And what is the most puzzling for us?
是在国度的那一千年。
It's during the 1,000 years in
the kingdom. 撒旦已经给抓拿了。
That Satan was caught.
也扔到无底坑里去了。
And he was put into the bottomless pit.
也关上一千年了。
And he was put away for 1,000 years.
当你读到启示录的时候。
And when you read the book of Revelation.
那你说等那一千年完了。
And you said after that 1,000 years.
那还要暂时的释放他。
And we still have to let him go
for a while. 为什么要这样做呢？
And we'll ask God, why would you do this?
这是我们永远想不透的。
And this is something we cannot ever comprehend.
那把撒旦关了一千年。
That you put Satan away for 1,000 years.
那他太服了吧。
That would he be willing to admit his defeat?
那事实上你看到神那个启示录里边所摆出来的呢，根本不是那回事。
But what we can see in the book of Revelation is not that matter at all.
神允许撒旦暂时给释放出来。
That God allowed for Satan to be released for a moment.
他并没有更改他的心思和意念。
But Satan has not changed his heart and mind.
他立刻就还是站在与神作对的那个位置上面来兴风作浪。
Right away, he would stand opposite to God and make waves.
那这些事情我们是的确是没办法能想得明确的。
And for all these things, we really cannot understand.
我们总是要问神啊，你为什么要做这个呢？
And we will still ask God, God, why would you do this?
你不做这个不是省事多了吗？
If you don't do this, isn't it much better?
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意到我们撇开神让撒旦用尽他所能做的结果还是要服在神的权柄的底下的这一点我们不说。
If we just put aside that Satan using all his power and all his might to do all those things and still cannot defeat God.
我们在28章的里头我们就看到神为什么会这样允许仇敌有活动的余地。
And then when we return to chapter 27, then we'll see why God would allow for his adversary to continue to work.
不过神预先宣告，
But God has proclaimed ahead of time.
他一定 对付他的对头的。
That he will for sure deal with his adversary.
所以第二十七章的第一节那里就很明确的在那里神宣告了。
So in verse 1 of chapter 27, God proclaims very clearly.
他说到那日。
He says in that day.
时候到了。
The time has come.
耶和华必用他刚硬有力的大刀刑罚鳄鱼，就是那快行的蛇，刑罚鳄鱼，就是那屈行的蛇。
That the Lord will punish with his sword, his fierce, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan, the gliding serpent, Leviathan, the coiling serpent.
那鳄鱼是什么？
And what is this Leviathan?
鳄鱼就是那条蛇。
Is that snake?
那条蛇是怎么样的蛇呢？
Oh, the serpent. Which, what serpent is that?
它是屈行的蛇。
Is that gliding serpent or the coiling serpent?
我们光是从这样的描写，我们就知道。已经知道他是谁。
And just looking at these descriptions, we know who he is.
但是如果我们翻到那个诗篇上头来看这个鳄鱼的话。
But if we go back to Psalms to look at this Leviathan,
我们就很清楚地看到神就是指着撒旦说的。
And very clearly we can see God is pointing at Satan.
他时候到了，我一定要对付撒旦。
And it says that when the time comes, I will deal with Satan.
我要刑罚他的。
I will punish him.
神不叫他古龙。
And God did not call him the dragon.
不，对不起，他不叫他古蛇。
Or the old serpent.
他也不叫他大红龙在这里。
And did not call him Leviathan, like it's described here. But it talked about the crocodile or the leviathan that's described here. Why we call him this?
当然你从鳄鱼的外形来看它是很凶的。
And if we look at a crocodile, it's very fierce.
它也是很坚硬的，你不容易伤害它的。
And it is very sturdy, you cannot harm it easily.
一般说来只有它伤害别的动物和别的动物不太容易伤害它。
So it can harm other animals, but the other animals could not harm it very easily.
它是用着这样的一个动物来指着撒旦的光景。
So God uses this animal to describe the condition of Satan.
但是还有一方面。
But also there's another aspect.
那就说到撒旦那个。那种欺骗。
It talks about the deceit of Satan.
那为什么用鳄鱼来说他呢？
And why would we describe him as a crocodile?
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有听过这样的一句话。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have heard of this.
那个句话就是说鳄鱼的眼泪。
It talks about the crocodile's tears.
你鳄鱼会流眼泪的。
Would crocodile shed tears?
是，鳄鱼会流眼泪。
Yes, they will, they can.
但是这个鳄鱼的眼泪这个话并不是一个好意。
But the term crocodile tears is not a good term.
它是用来说明骗人的同情。
It talks about how some people try to deceive others to gain the sympathy.
好像那个故事是这样啊，一个鳄鱼给人抓了。
And the story goes, a crocodile was caught.
它就不住的流泪。
So the crocodile was crying.
人家说它离开了水了，它受不了那些那个环境的变了，不认识了，所以它就流泪了。这个我不懂，我不知道是不是，不会有人是这样说。
So some people would say that it's because the crocodile has left the water and it's not used to the environment, that's why it was shedding tears.
但是我说那个故事。
But the story was.
那个人看到他拼命在那里流泪，就觉得他很可怜。
When the man see the crocodile was shedding tears and he has pity upon the crocodile.
放掉了。
And then he say, okay, I'll let you go.
哪里晓得这边一把他放掉，他转过来一张口就把那个人咬了。
But he did not know that once he let go of the crocodile turned around and ate him.
那个鳄鱼的眼泪是骗人的。
So the crocodile tears meaning it's deceitful.
来用欺骗来伤害人。
It's using deceit to harm others.
但是我们不必管他这里的细节的问题。
But we would not pay attention to the details here.
我们要注意就是说，神虽然允许撒旦 有一定的时候和范围，可以在万物当中来兴风作浪对付神。
So even though God allows Satan for some time and certain boundary for it to make waves and harm others,
但是神并不永远允许他这样。
But God would not allow it to do it forever.
So 到了时候，神一定对付他。
And when time comes, God will deal with him.
那当对付撒旦的时候，
when God deals with Satan,
那神的百姓在神的面前就有点苏醒了。
The God's people had some awakening before God.
神也实在是这样。把撒旦关在无底坑的时候，也叫国，也就是国度显出来。
And when God puts Satan into the bottomless pit, that is when the kingdom is manifested.
我们都知道，当国度显出来的时候，国度里头的那一个重，那个主要的那个核心的百姓吧，姑且这样说。
And during the time of kingdom, the people of God.
那个做核心的，做中心的。
Oh, the people who's in the center, the core.
那就是以色列。
Is the Israelites.
那所以你底下就看到神复兴以色列。
So later on we'll see God has awakened Israel.
啊，说到以色列是他的葡萄园。
It talks about Israel is the vineyard.
这个葡萄园非常非常的。出产丰富。
And this vineyard is very fruitful.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为神是这个守会葡萄园的。
Because God is the watcher over the vineyard.
也照顾栽植这个葡萄园的。
He also cares for it. And
那这里就包括整个以色列的在历史上的经过。
And this includes the entire process of Israel.
我们几乎可以说从出埃及记开从进到埃及到出埃及记开始一直到将来在国度里头显明的时候这长段的时间。
And we can say that it includes the time when they first entered into Egypt during the time of Exodus until the time of the kingdom.
神的眼目一直是看着他们的。
And God's eyes are always on them.
神不让他们受太多的损害。
And God would not let too much harm come upon them.
但是神又不能不让他们经历一些困难。
But God had to let them go through some hardships.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神说我是守卫葡萄看守葡萄园的。
And God said that I am the one who watches over it.
我会照顾我的葡萄园。
And I will care for my vineyard.
免得人损害它。
So that no one can harm it.
但是葡萄园就是说到以色列的百姓。
But the vineyard is talking about the Israelites.
他们在神的面前不争气啊。
But they are not good before God.
不领情啊。
And they do not appreciate God.
神的你是来照顾我们，你是来扶持我们，但是我们不觉得你有什么值得我们来谦卑的。
But they would say, God, you're here to take care of us. You're here to uphold us. But we do not feel that. We should admire you. This is the Israelite. And we read the Chronicles and the Kings and we would know. And even in the book of Judges, we can see this.
更准确的来说，在旷野漂流那四十年里边，你也看到了。
And more accurately, during those 40 years wandering in the desert,
神不住
地
在那里扶持着、眷顾着他的百姓。
God continued to take care of his people and upholding them.
但是他的百姓不领情。
But his people did not appreciate it.
那长久都是这样。
And it continued to be this way.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
神说。
God said,
我是护卫葡萄园的。
I am the one who watch over the vineyard, and I will not let them be harmed.
但我又不能不管教他们。
But I have to discipline them.
我会管教他们。
And I will discipline them.
那所以弟兄姊妹你注意。
So brothers and sisters, take note.
这里的话，你如果不是体会到神的心情。
And if you do not understand God's heart,
你真的有的觉得神在这里借着以赛亚说的话是语无伦次的。
And you might think that God's words through the mouth of Isaiah are very confusing.
一时是这样，一时又那样。
At one time is this way, and at the other time is the other way.
好像是不能调和的。
And they do not go accordingly to each other.
那上边刚才我们提到的就是神不住的在那里护卫着。
And what we just mentioned is about how God continued to watch over his people.
但是到了第四节你看看那个话转过来的时候我们真的不知道该是怎么去领会神这样说话。
And then in verse 4 it takes a turn and we would say that we do not understand or do not know how to understand God's words.
他说唯愿荆棘直立与我交战我就勇往直前把他一同焚烧。
It says that if only there were briars and thorns confronting me, I would set them all on fire.
那弟兄姊妹你知道的，荆棘和直藜是人堕落犯罪以后产生出来的。
And brothers and sisters, you know that the briars and the thorns are the result of man's fall.
这个不是在神创造的里边那个植物的那个范围里头。
And this does not belong to the creation of God.
是神人堕落了以后。才产生出来的。
And it only appears after man's fall.
所以你很清楚看到这是罪的那个产物。
And you can see very clearly these are the products of sin.
那当然这里我们很清楚的看到神借着荆棘和直藜来说到那个罪人。
And here, of course, we can see that God uses briars and thorns to describe sinners.
就像神让摩西在被差遣以前所看到那个异象，火烧荆棘，荆棘却没有烧毁。
And it's just like the vision that Moses saw when the thorns were burned and the thorns were burned and they not.
摩西那个经历和这里正可以对上来。
The thorns was on fire but they not burned.
啊，神说唯愿那些荆棘直藜，他跟我交战。
And it says, if only there were briars and thorns confronting me.
他们愚昧，他们要悖逆，好啊，那就让他悖逆好了，我就和他们来交手一下。
So they are foolish and they are rebellious, so I will let them come and confront with me.
如果他们真的要与我交手的话，他们的结局一定是焚烧。
If they want to confront me, the end would be they will be on fire.
但是我并不甘心叫他们给焚烧。
But I'm not willing for them to be burnt.
我与他们征战，目的要让他们认识我是谁。
When I confront with them, the purpose is for them to know who I am.
让他们知道自己的愚昧，转过来与我和好。
So that they will know about their own foolishness and they will turn around to make peace with me.
我何等愿意他们与我和好。
How I'm willing for them to make peace with me.
这是神的心意。
When sisters, this is the heart of God.
当然这段话是对象是以色列。
And of course, the object of these words are the Israelites.
但是神这样的一个心情是越过以色列而到万民。
But the heart of God surpasses the Israelites for all people.
我们留意到神预备救赎的恩典，起初是在以色列人这个范围里头去执行。
And we know that the grace of God's salvation in the very beginning is for the Israelites.
但是我们都知道神的实际那个救赎的那个恩典是为万民的。
But we know that the God's grace of salvation is for all people.
所以先在以色列中执行，那只是神做工的次序的先后而已。
So it begins in the land of Israel is only the order of God's work.
但这并不是说神区别那个外邦人，只悦纳以色列人。
But it doesn't mean that God would forsake the Gentiles and only accept the Israelites.
这是神做工的次序。
But this is only the order of God's work.
但是我们人常常会在这里没有办法领会神的心思。
But very often we would not be able to understand God's heart.
但是神在这里发表一些的话，他把他的心都掏出来。
But now God is here to express his words and he opened up his heart to us.
不错，他是公义的神。
It's correct that he is a God of righteousness.
当他的公义显明的时候，他也是很蛮严厉的。
When his righteousness is manifested, he is very severe.
但是他明明让我们去领会，他并不喜欢用严厉来对待人。
But he clearly tells us that he do not want to deal with people severely.
他巴不得人能领会他是谁而转回过来。
He wished to have the people to know who he is and return.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，你看神在这里说的话，我用让他们能用接触到我的能力，然后就来与我和好。哇，我真愿意他们跟我和好。
So here God says that I wish those people will understand my power and make peace with me. How I wish they will make peace with me.
当然，神当时说这个话，直接是对着以色列，当时的以色列。
And of course, when God speaks these words, it's directly toward Israel.
啊，神这样对他们说，乃是很清楚的。说明他怎么要领着以色列达到神的目的。
God says his words is how he would lead them so that they can achieve the goal.
所以在当时以色列整个来说是与神不调和的。
So at that time, the entire Israel, they are not going according to God.
弟兄姊妹，记得一开始我们看以赛亚书的时候
But just so you may remember in the beginning when we first read the book of Isaiah
就是在第一章 那里你就已经看到一件事
And in chapter 1 we already see one fact
而那件事就说出以赛亚在犹大的百姓当中做先知的那段日期
And it talks about Isaiah being the prophet among the people of Judah during that period of time.
他是一直做犹大的先知，做到西西家。离世的时候。
He had been the prophet of the people of Judah until Hezekiah died.
再加上马拿西。做王的时候
and also during the reign of Manasseh
传说西西家是给后来是给马拿西杀掉的
and legend has it Hezekiah was killed by Manasseh
这个我们不知道真假
and we're not sure if it's true or not
人家是这样说
and this is what people say
那我特别提这个是什么意思呢
and why do I make special mention of this
比如说如果你对列王记有点印象的
Versus if you still have some impressions about the books of the king.
你一定不会忘掉。大概是西西家王做王七八年的时候，北方的以色列就给亚述掳掉了。
That during the seventh of the eighth year of the reign of Hezekiah, that the people from Assyria would take captive of the people of Judah.
那现在以赛亚说这个话的时候，是不是北边的以色列已经给掳掉呢
？So during the time when Isaiah spoke, was it that the Israel on the north was it were they taken captive already？
我们没有足够的资料来去考证这一点。
And we do not have enough information to confirm this.
但是无论如何，我们有一点可以很清楚的。
But no matter what, there's one point we are very clear on.
当西西家做王的时候。
It's during the reign of Hezekiah.
以赛亚在那里说话的时候
When Isaiah was speaking,
以色列的已经是微微服了，已经就是接近被掳的那个日子了。
That Israel is already on the edge of being taken captive.
说弟兄姊妹，你看到这一段话的时候，你晓得那个当时的历史所显出来的那个光景。
So, Francis, when you read these words, you can see the condition that's manifested in history.
如果是这样的话,
if this is the case,
你说以色列还有前途吗?
You may ask if Israel still have a future.
神在那里眷顾他们, 他们不领情。
The God was caring for them, but they did not appreciate it.
神在那里护卫他们, 他们不领情。
And God was protecting them, and they did not appreciate it.
那以色列还有前途吗?
So, is there a future for Israel?
将来神还能接纳他们吗
Will God still be able to accept them in the future?
弟兄姊妹，不是说以色列有非要神接纳不可的理由。
But this is that Israel does not have a reason, the reason that God has accepted.
神接纳以色列完全和以色列本身没有关系。
The fact that God accepts Israel has nothing to do with Israel itself.
神做以色列的护卫。
That God's the protector of Israel.
神帮助扶持以色列。
And he helps and supports Israel.
绝对不是以色列配。
It's not because that Israel is worthy of it.
那他们不配神还要管他们干什么呢？
If they do not deserve it, why would God care for them?
感谢神。
We thank God.
这是神的信实。
This is God's faithfulness.
神纪念以色列。
That God remembers Israel.
不是因为他们这些人有条件。
It's not because these people, they qualify.
乃是因为神对亚伯拉罕所应许的。
But it's because of the promise God had for Abraham.
神是守约施慈爱的神。
That God is the God who keeps his promises and is merciful.
完全不配给神纪念的。
According to Israel, they do not deserve God's remembrance at all.
但是神因着和亚伯拉罕立约的那个事情。
But because of the covenant established with Abraham.
让我们就很清楚在他在以色列的身上看见。我们纵然失信，他仍是信实的。
So we can see very clearly that even though we are faithless, he is faithful.
那神是按照他自己的信实来允许以色列经过艰难，然后最后要把他们重新的来栽植。
It's according to God's faithfulness that he allows the Israelites to go through some hardships and at the end that he would replant them.
说神在那里时刻地打开他的门。
So God keeps his door open at all times.
他们跟我和好。
And how he wished that they would make peace with me.
是我和他们的关系。
How I wish they would know the relationship with me.
他们能转回过来归向我。
And how I wish that they would repent and return to me.
将来雅各要扎根，以色列要发芽开花，他们的果实必充满世界。
In the days to come, Jacob will take root, Israel will bud and blossom and fill all the world with fruit.
从以赛亚说这个话的时候一直到现在，你没有看见以色列有这样的光景。
From the time Isaiah spoke these words until today, you could not see such a condition.
你没有看见他们已经扎好根。
You cannot see that they have taken root.
你也没有看见他们在那里发芽开花。
And you cannot see that they have budded and blossomed.
虽然他们是复国了。
Even though they have rebuilt the nation.
1948年他们就复国了。
And in 1948, they have rebuilt the nation.
忙过了那个差不多2000年他们复国了。
And they have lost a nation for about 2000 years and they rebuilt it.
但是不能说是开花结果。
But we cannot say that it's budding and blossoming.
不能说他们是已经扎好了根。
And we cannot say that they have taken root.
因为到现在你还不住的听见亚拉伯人在那里说把他们从地图上摸掉。
Because until today you can continue to hear the Arabs saying that we should wipe them off the map.
以前就说要把以色列赶到地中海里边去。
And before they would say we will chase them so that they will go into the Mediterranean.
他们扎根了没有？
So have they taken root?
没有。
No, they haven't.
但是神说。
But God said.
将来雅各要扎根。
In days to come, Jacob will take root.
以色列要发芽开花。
Israel will bud and blossom.
他们的果实必充满世界。
And fill all the world with fruit.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你说现在他们的果实是在充满世界了。
And brothers, you would say that the fruits are filling the world now.
你说美国华尔街里边的好多的那些金融啊，全世界上许多的大企业啊，都是掌握在以色列犹太人的手里。
And you would say in the United States in Wall Street, a lot of the economies is.In the hands of those Israelites.
但弟兄姊妹们，这个不叫果实充满。
The branches says this is not filling the world with fruit.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得果实充满乃是生命成熟的那个结果。
Branches, we know that filling with fruit is the maturation of life.
那是说到将来以色列人他们叫全世界的得供应，而不是他们在那里掌握了全世界的财富。
Which is pointing at in the future, the Israelites will provide for all nations, but it's not that they are rich right now.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，这个光景只有在国度的时候才 出来的。
And verse says, you know that this condition can only come out during the time of the kingdom.
那所以说，当主在那里说到他的百姓一直跟他不同调的时候，神没有放弃他们。
And here God said that his people continue to not be harmonious with him.
神仍然按照他的信使来把他们带到神给他们的那个结局。
And God continued to go according to his faithfulness to lead them to the end result that he has for them.
所以从第七节开始，
so starting from verse 7,
那我们就看到一些好稀奇的事情。
We'll see some matters that are very amazing.
主是为了叫他们回转到一个准确的地位。
That the Lord wants them to return to an accurate position.
神是给他们击打。
And God strike them.
神是给他们管教。
And to discipline them.
神甚至是把他们交到外邦人的手里给钱啊。
Even to a point he give them to the Gentiles so that they will be trampled upon.
但是神在这里说出我把他们交到外邦人手里头，目的是为了要叫他们这些人得着神自己的造就。
And God says here the reason he gives them away to the Gentiles is that so they can be built up again by God.
那如果我们要从字句上面来去留意的话，我们要花好多的脑子。
And if we were to pay attention to the words that we have to really use up bring a lot.
但是你要是从那个结果再回过头来看神说这个话，你就看得很清楚。
But if we pay attention to the end result and then go back to look at this, you'll be very clear.
神为什么把他们赶出去呢？
And why would God cast them out?
神说我是让他们给赶出去，在那个种环境的里头来叫他们苏醒，来叫他们回转。
And God said that I would cast them out so that they would be awakened, they would repent.
神的心思是这样。
And this is God's heart.
所以你才看到神把他们赶出去，就带出一个结果，那个结果就是第九节，所以雅各的罪孽得赦免，他的罪过的除掉的果效全在乎此。
So that the result of God casting them out is in verse 9, by this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full footage of the removal of his sin.
那神这样说话我们就为难了。
So when God say this, then we are puzzled.
怎么会有这样的事呢？
How could this be?
怎么会是这样呢？
How could this be?
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们看神的管教和神的鞭打，我们好多好多的时候是看中了神显明他的公义的时候对他的百姓的惩罚。
A lot of times when we look at God's disciplines and his scourging, we will look at it as God manifesting his faithfulness, and this is how he punishes people.
当然有这个成分。
And of course, it includes this aspect.
弟兄姊妹，当你细细去看神手中所做的事情。
But, brothers and sisters, if you look at what God does carefully,
你看见神这样做，虽然有这个成分，但是这个不是唯一的成分。
So and then we will see, even though it includes this aspect, but this is not the only aspect here.
你说不是唯一的成分是什么？明明就是一个惩罚嘛。
And we'll say that if this is not the only aspect, what would that be? It is a punishment.
说以色列到现在还有十个支派都不晓得怎么把他们完整的找出来。
Because until nowadays that there are 10 tribes of Israel that we do not know how to find them.
你说犹大吧。
When you talk about Judah.
被掳到巴比伦70年。苦死了。
They were taken to Babylon for 70 years. It was a lot of suffering.
但是以后犹大再次给分散的时候，到现在虽然说以色列复国，但是你还是看到遍地都是犹太人在那里仍然过着也可以说是流浪的生活。
So even though the Israel has rebuilt its nation, but you can see still nowadays they are scattered all over the world.
最低限度你晓得在非洲一相当多的地方和在前苏联的那些地方还是有许多以色列的民族的人在那里 并不是过的日子很舒服。
And at the very least in Africa and also in the former Soviet Union, we can see a lot of the Israelites were there and they're not living a very good life.
明明就是生命记所宣告的那个惩罚嘛。
And it's obviously, very clearly, it is the punishment proclaimed in the book of Deuteronomy. But we thank God.
当以赛亚在这里说话的时候
When Isaiah was speaking here,
当以赛亚说出一个事情是我们从来没有想到的。
That God lets Isaiah speak forth a fact that is something that we cannot comprehend.
用简单的一句话来说。
To put it simply.
神这样对待他们，为要叫他们纯净过来。
For God to deal with them this way is for in order for them to be refined.
弟兄姊妹，你说那他们经过那个管教，他们当然会。纯净一点了。
Then verses you might say after they have experienced the disciplines, of course they will be refined somewhat.
我们很容易领会这个事情。
And verses this is easy for us to understand.
刑罚并不能改变一个人。
Punishment cannot change a person.
连以色列民他们自己都知道
and even the Israelites themselves they know
所以我们回过头来看二十六章有 一段话
so there are some words in chapter 26
我们上一次已经轻轻提了但是没有提这一点
last time we lightly touched upon it
我是留到今天晚上再说的
that I saved it until today
那弟兄姊妹你注意我们这说到在行审判的路上等候神。
We talked about that we wait for you in the way of your judgment.
那是第八节。
Which is in verse 8.
接下来一直说到第十节。
And then when it continues until in verse 10.
那这个话仍然是说到神的。
And this verse continues to talk about God.
第十节怎么说呢?
What does verse 10 say?
以恩惠待恶人。他仍然不学习公义，在正直的地上，他必行事不义，也不注意耶和华的威严。
Though grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in the land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and regard not the majesty of the Lord. And also the first half of verse 11.
耶和华呀，你的手高举，他们仍然不看。
O Lord, your hand is lifted high, but they do not see it.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个话吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see these words?
你用恩惠待恶人，他仍然不学习公义。
Though grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness.
那这给我们看到一件事情。
And this let us see one thing here.
当然，我们以为了，哎呀，你要是很严厉的对待那些人，那他们会不敢的。
That we would think that if we treat somebody very severely, they would not dare to make mistakes again.
但弟兄姊妹，你回想挪亚方舟的洪水，你不就很清楚看见了吗
？But brothers, if you remember the flood during Noah's time,
洪水的这一个惩治严厉不严厉？非常的严厉。
This punishment of the flood is it severe? It is very severe.
但是你看到。给保存下来的人能脱离那个亚当所存留下来的那个倾向吗
？But the people who are saved, can they get away or get rid of the inclination of Adam?
没有
，they cannot.
你看不到
，you do not see this.
你看到的是什么呢
？And what do you see?
建巴别塔。
That they build the Tower of Babel.
建巴别城。
And the city of Babel.
人的堕落是继续那样下去。
And the fall continued.
所以这以赛亚在这里就说出一件事。
So here Isaiah speaks of one thing.
那边是用公义来处理那些作恶的人。
On one hand, it is grace is shown to the wicked.
在这里呢，他就说到他转过来。
But on the other hand, it says that they turn around.
你用恩惠去待恶人。
And here, you use grace to deal with the evil.
我们说的更浅白一点。
To make it more clear.
你用爱心去待恶人。
So it's through grace, you show grace to the wicked.
他们仍然不学习公义。
But they do not learn righteousness.
他以为你是傻瓜。
They will think that you're just a fool.
他以为你是可欺骗的。
They will think that you're someone easily deceived.
许多的时候，基督徒的爱心常常给人利用。
And many of times the love of Christians are taken advantage of by others.
而我想这个话是给我们有点提醒。
And this is something as a reminder for us.
我们是需要学习爱，但是我们不能让我们的那个爱心的流露成为人继续在神面前堕落的那一个凭借。
When we need to learn the lesson of love, but we cannot let out the expression of love to be something that people would take hold of to continue to rebel against God.
那这个话就说出了神为什么给属他的人有管教。
And these words talk about why God would discipline those who belong to him.
神为什么借着管教来调转那些人的脚步。
And why would God use discipline to turn around the footsteps of those
who belong to him? 从外
面来看
那是惩罚。
Outwardly, it is a punishment.
但是你看到深处去
But if you look deeper,
那是神要在那里炼净他的百姓。
It is God wants to refine his people.
那我说了那么许多的话。
And after I speak all these words,
乃是要让弟兄姊妹们注意，神说到他在历史上曾经用过很严厉的那一个方式和方法来对待
That like Francis take note that in history God has used some very severe methods or ways to deal with his people.
为什么神这样做呢?
And why would God do this?
第九节,
verse 9.
八十七章的第九节,
chapter 27, verse 9.
所以雅各的罪孽得赦免,他的罪过得除掉的果效全在乎此。
By this then will Jacob's guilt be atoned for, and this will be the full footage of the removal of his sin.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不深到里面去，我们实在不明白这个话。
For instance, if we don't go deep enough, that we will not understand these words.
尤其是我们在新约的时候，我们是从恩典里面得救的。我们在我们的那个经历里头回头来看这个话，我们实在觉得。很不容易领会。
Especially because we're in the New Testament time that we are saved by grace, and when we look back and we cannot truly understand these words.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他在这里说了这一个话。
That he has spoken these words.
他在别的地方又说了一些话。
And also in other places he has spoken some other words.
然后再给我们在历史上面就看见神的作为。
And then he let us see his works throughout history.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
And verses, we all know this.
以色列也好，犹大也好。
Whether it's Israel or Judah.
他们这两个国家的被掳都是因着拜偶像。
The captivities of these two nations is both because of worshipping idols.
这个一个是他们在神的面前以神的怒气到极点的那些动作。
And these are the actions before God they have incited God's wrath to the extreme.
以色列被掳去了。
So the Israelites were taken away.
后来犹大也被掳去。
And then later on, Judah was taken captive.
那弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
当我们读但以理书读到第九章的时候。
When we read the book of Daniel to chapter 9.
留意到但以理读耶利米书的话晓得犹大被掳七十年就满足了。
That Daniel, when he reads the book of Isaiah, he understands the captivity is only 70 years.
而他就在神面前有祷告。
And then he had a prayer before God.
他向着耶路撒冷祷告。
He prayed toward Jerusalem.
而他去求神给他能明白犹大的前途是怎么样。
He asked God to let him understand the future of Judah.
那第九章就是神答应他的祷告的。一大段从加伯列所说的话。
And in chapter 9, this is where God answered his prayer. There are many words in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看那里。
Let's go and
有几句话是很
read the chapter.
很、值得我们留心的。
And there are some words here that we need to pay attention to.
但以理书第九章。
The book of Daniel, chapter 9.
24节。
Verse 24.
那是说到那个七十个吃的那个问题。
And it talks about the 77s.
22、24节。
Verse 24.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
77 is a decree for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，当我们读这个关乎七十个七的这个事实的时候，我们就读到大灾难的末了。那里头就完毕。
And brothers, we know that when we read the 77s, we're talking about the end of the tribulation.
因为那七十个七是从出令建造耶路撒冷开始，一直到国度的开始。
Because this 77s begins with the building of Jerusalem until the appearance of the kingdom.
是这一长段的时间，在这个七十个七的那一个年数的里头。
And this period of time is included in the 77.
我们要注意了，神告诉但以理，为你本国和圣城，就是耶路撒冷。
And that God told Daniel is for your people and your holy city, which is Jerusalem.
已经定了七十个七。
That 77s are decreed.
那这七十个七的结果是什么呢？
So what is the result of the 77?
他说要止住罪过。
Is to finish transgression.
特别我底下的我不提了，我特别提这一个。
And I will not continue on, but I will make special mention of this.
没时间多看。
Because we don't have enough time to read on.
看懂这里，你就知道底下的。
But if you understand this, then you will understand the rest.
他说要除的，要止住罪过。
To finish transgression.
那就是说，在以色列的百姓的中间，他们有一个罪过是一直继续不断的在那里进行做的。
It tells of among the Israelites there is one sin or transgression that continues and has never ended.
但是当这个七十个七一出来的时候
，But when the 77s appear，
那这一个罪过就要给停止。
Then this transgression will be finished.
弟兄姊妹们，我们先要注意。
But this is let's first take note.
这个罪过是什么
？What is this transgression？
如果我们就是这样看，我们不知道。
If we just
因为这个是一个一般的名词的用法。
If we just look at it generally, we cannot understand it because this is a general term.
但是你注意到一件事，我们中文就缺了这一个条件。
And in the Chinese translation, that we are missing something.
这一个止住罪过，那个罪过是有一个冠词在那里的，我们中文没有翻出来。
And there is something missing in the Chinese translations, an article.
它就是说要止住那罪过。
It is to finish that transgression.
那就是有一件事情。
Which is there's one matter.
是一个罪过。
It is a transgression.
这个罪过是非常明显的。
And this transgression is very clear.
只要你跟以色列人一提，他们就马上就知道你说的是什么。
If you mention it to the Israelites, they will right away understand what it is.
所以就说那罪过。
So it says that transgression.
那罪过是什么？
So what is that transgression?
你看看以色列的整个的历史，你就看到从在埃及开始到旷野，一直到建国。
So when you look at Israelites' history from the time in Egypt to when they rebuilt the nation, until the time they were taken captive, they continue to have one transgression, which is idol worshipping. And they use other Gentile gods to take the place of God. So in the words of the prophets, they continue to condemn them, saying that you are worshipping idols.
所以跟以色列人一提到那个罪过的时候，他们心里头都知道，说我们拜偶像。
So if you mention that transgression to the Israelites, they will right away understand that they have worshipped idols.
但弟兄姊妹很稀奇。
But amazingly, brothers and sisters.
现在十个支派迷失的，我们没有不知道具体的在哪里，只是零零落落。你晓得一点点。
So for the ten tribes that are still lost, that we do not know exactly where they are.
那他们实在的情形是怎样，我们就无从去查考了。
So what is the real condition right now? We cannot go and find out. But for Judah,
那有个事情非常清楚。
There's one thing that's very clear.
那从他们被掳到巴比伦。
From the time they were taken captive to Babylon.
而巴比伦就是偶像之都了。
And Babylon is the capital of all idols.
偶像的发源地了。
And this is the beginning place of idols.
偶像的那个繁荣之地了。
And the idols are very prosperous in that place.
神就把他们带到那个地方。
So God brought them there.
在那里过了七十年。
And they have lived there for 70 years.
然后神就把他们带回来。
And then God brought them back.
弟兄姊妹，一件事情非常清楚的。
But one thing, Francis, is very clear.
被掳前的犹大，他们翻来覆去。就在拜偶像的这个事情上面打滚。
That before they were taken into captive, the Judah, they were worshipping idols time and time again.
但是一个非常清楚的事情。
But something very clear.
自从被掳回来以后。
After they returned from captivity.
你从以色列，就是现代的那个犹太人的当中，你再也找不到拜偶像的。那个光景。
Among the Jewish people that you no longer can you find idol worshipping.
啊，你说这个是好事啊。
And then you say this is a good thing.
是，神就是在这里说。
And it's correct. That's what God says here.
让他们的罪孽都赦免。
That the transgressions would be forgiven.
除掉的果效就是在乎此。
And this is how we put it to an end.
究竟那个里面的光景是怎么带到这个结局呢，我们也没办法能很明确的知道。
How this end result was brought about, we could not understand very clearly.
但是我们从法利赛人的那一个产生，我们稍微可以了解了一点点。
But from the beginning of the Pharisees or the coming of the Pharisees, that we can understand a little bit.
法利赛人产生是什么时候呢？
And versus, do you know when the Pharisees come about?It is after they return from captivity.
传说就是文士以斯拉在那里做起头的。
And legend has it is Ezra the prophet.
他们在被掳的日子深深的感觉，我们所以被掳是因做拜偶像。
That they understand or they have this feeling that we are taken into captive because we worship idols.
那我们以后怎么可以避免不再被掳呢？
So how can we prevent ourselves from being taken captive again?
他们就痛定思痛，就从那个时候开始，他们就那个法利赛人的团体就出来了。
So they want to learn from their mistakes. That's how the Pharisees come about.
他们的影响了整个的犹大，果然是对偶像有一个很彻底的隔绝。
So they have such a great impact on the people of Judah, so that they can get rid of idols.
那么一直到现在，你找不到拜偶像的以色列人。
So even until today, you cannot find an Israelite.
我是说。
Who would worship idols openly, but we do not know about the reality.
明显的你看到，他要么还是保留着在当年守律法的那个光景。
And in the open, that either they would maintain how they uphold the laws like the old days.
要么他们就成了无神论的人。
Or they would become atheists.
那这是目前的犹太人。人的那种光景。
And this is the condition of the Jewish people nowadays.
弟兄姊妹，你又说了。
And brothers and sisters, you might say this.
那他们回来竟然脱离偶像。
Now that they have gotten rid of the idols.
那为什么又有七十年的那个分散呢？主后七十年的那个给罗马的灭掉，你知道他们分散直到现在呢？
And how come they were scattered for 70 years after they were attacked by the Romans?
弟兄姊妹，你可以从四福音里边找到那个答案。
And verses, you can find the answer in the four Gospels.
不错，他们已经脱离偶像了。
It's correct that they have departed from the idol.
他们那一个罪过是停止了。
And that transgression has finished.
但是他们却没有正面的来建立一个准确的向着神的敬畏。
But they have not establish this fear before God.
他们把与神中间的关系弄到只成了这个宗教的仪文。
And they have degraded this relationship with God to just a religious ritual.
实际就像底下所说的，他们用嘴唇的尊敬我，心却远离我。
And it's just like what says below. It says they worship me with their lips.
然后弟兄姊妹们，这个就是二十九章里边就说这个话了。
And this is in chapter 29.
那我们现在不看那一个。
And we will not go into it today.
我们要留意，不是二十八章里边就说这个话了。现在我们要留意的是这个。
And these are mentioned actually in chapter 28, but now we'll pay attention to this verse.
神是护卫他们的，但为什么神又把他们交出去呢？
And God is there to protect them. Why would God give them away?
神要借着他们实际生活的环境来叫他们给炼净。
It is through the true living environment that God wished to refine them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你往下看你就看到，当他们从被掳之地归回的时候，他们就把一切与偶像有关的事物都弄掉了。
So if you continue to read on, you will see that after they return from captivity, they have gotten rid of all those things that has to do with idols.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意到以色列人经过那么复杂的那个经过，
And you see that how the Israelites have gone through such a complicated process.
我们不是提过，到了那一个时候他们所剩下的人很稀少了。
And they were mentioned that at that time, those who are left are very few.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到第十二节。
So brothers and sisters, take note of verse 12.
神让他们经过这许许多多的那个管教、鞭打、拆毁。
That God has let them experience such a discipline, scourging and tearing down.
乃是因为神说这百姓蒙昧无知，所以创造他们的必不怜恤他们，造成他们的也不施恩于他们。这是十一节。
And in verse 11 says, For this is a people without understanding, so the maker has no compassion on them, and the creator shows them no favor.
但是永远是这样吗？
But is it like this forever?
不。
It's not.
所以到十二节你就看到一件事。
And in verse 12 you will see one thing.
他说以色列人啊，到那日耶和华必从大河直到埃及小河将你们一一的收集，如同人打树拾果一样。
It says in that day the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the valley of Egypt, and you, O Israelites, will be gathered up one by one.
当那日必大发乔声，在亚述地将要灭亡的并在埃及地被赶散的都要来，他们就在耶路撒冷圣山上敬拜耶和华。
And in that day a great trumpet will sound, those who were perishing in Assyria and those who were exiled in Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain.
这个话又回到十九章里边所提到的那一个咯。
And these words remind us of what's mentioned in chapter 19.
埃及我的百姓，亚述我手中的工作，以色列我的产业，到那时候这三国的人都一律使地上的人得福。
And here it says that day the Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together, and in that day Israel will be the third along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth.
然后弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事情，
And brothers, this is when you see this.
然后弟兄姊妹，你要注意的还不是将来的这个事实的出来。
And what brothers and sisters need to pay attention is not the coming out of this in the future.
你要注意的是神在律法里头给他们的那七个节期的应验。
And what you need to pay attention to is the fulfillment of the seven festivals in the law given by God.
你看到神说他要吹起脚，大发脚声，这不是说的吹脚节吗？
Then when it says here that Lord will blow the trumpet, isn't it the festival of trumpet?
这个吹脚节就是把神的百姓都召聚过来。
And this festival of the trumpet is to call all the people, gather them together.
怎么召聚呢？
And how does he call them?
吹起角声，就把以色列民从各处各方召聚过来。
And when the trumpet is blown, that it will gather the Israelites from all the nations.
但是吹角节的时候，以色列人都住在埃及迦南地。
But when the during the festival of trumpet, all the Israelites were living in the land of Canaan.
但现在吹角的时候呢，以色列民是分散在许许多多的地方。
But now when the trumpet is blown or will sound, the Israel is scattered all around. It's not in Canaan anymore. But no matter how they are scattered,
当这一个角声一吹响，
when this trumpet is sound,
他们就从亚述、从埃及、从被赶散到各个地方都聚拢回来，来到耶路撒冷的圣山上做什么呢？
That they will come from Assyria, from Egypt, and all over the world they scatter on to come back to Jerusalem. And what are they there for them to do? They're worshiping.
现在你看到了，这里头就关联了。
And now we see a connection here.
上面神就说，我是他们的葡萄园，我是看管他们的，但是我又把他们赶上，让他们在外头来给炼净。
And before it says that God says that he will care for this vineyard, but he will also cast them and scatter them around, and he will bring them back.
然后你就看到了，当他们给炼净了以后，神就重新召聚他们。
And then God will refine them, and God will once again gather them together.
啊，回到耶路撒冷。
And to return to Jerusalem.
在那里尊神为大。
And there they will exalt God.
弟兄姊妹，这是国度的日子的开始。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of the days of the kingdom.
所以我们读以赛亚书的时候，如果我们没有找到神说话的时候，那个历史的背景和神宣告过的那个预言的内容，并且跟将来要发生的事情这三方面连接起来，我们实在觉得以赛亚书把人烦死了。
So when we read the book of Isaiah, if we don't pay attention to the historical background and what's in the prophecy and also what will happen in the future, then we will find it very annoying.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当主的灵把我们带到这三个不同的那一些事实里头的时候，
when the Spirit of God brings us to these three different areas,
我们只看见一件事。
And we will see only one thing.
神的信实。
It's God's faithfulness.
神的话是那样说出来。
And when God's words is spoken forth this way,
神就那样照着他的话去做成他的事。
And God will finish his work accordingly.
当然，以赛亚书里面说的主要是对着以色列，对着犹大。
And of course, the words that are spoken in Isaiah is mainly spoken to Israel and Judah.
但是同样的原则，在神的永远的旨意里头，他所做的工都是照着神的定义要给带到完成。
And, but the principle in the eternal will of God is the same, that it would bring to the fulfillment of his work.
神说这样的话还没说完。
But God has not finished his words yet.
以赛还有继续说，从各方面来说出神为什么这样做。
And below it would tell us how God would do his work from different aspects.
但是我们感谢主，不管神从哪一方面给我们来看到他心里的意念。
And we thank God, no matter from what angle does God let us see his heart.
我们都能像二十六章里头那些蒙恩的犹太人那样说。
And we will be like the Israelites that's described in chapter 26.
我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你那可纪念的名。
That your name and renown are the desire of our hearts.
因为他的名叫做耶和华。
Because his name is Jehovah.
他是照着他自己的意思来做成他所要做的。
That it is according to his will that he would finish what he wished to do.
要叫万有都在那里享用他的荣耀和丰富。
So that all would enjoy his abundance and his glory.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们今天晚上我们就交通到这里，虽然是乱了一点，但是弟兄姊妹你能抓到那一个中心就好了。
And tonight's show will end here, even though it may be a little bit confusing.
因为以赛亚的这一大段是最难读的一段。
But if Francis can grab hold of the theme, it will be enough. Because it, this part is the most difficult to understand. Because the things that are mentioned here may be repetitive, and then there are some that are that just repeat itself. But we thank God that He would let us see His heart desire. Let's pray.